V'loy tismei menachas nesachim mimathisin. You do not have to take out the words menachas nesachim from the Mishnah before. It's very good. Good. And v'loy kashas nostira. Kan v'nesachim aboyim imazevach. That if you have the nesachim, the b'shash, you made a shechita on the korbin, to get this kedushas aguf with the shechita, then you have to bring it b'yoyim. That's what the Mishnah before is talking about. Kan, that the widash, and even b'layli, even the next day, v'nesachim aboyim ifniyatzman. If the Nesachim, the Mincha, was not around B'shash, you made the Shechita and the Korban. So then you first bring it the next day at night time, therefore there's no Stira. So where is the questioner of Dimi? If you have a Le'igrutah, if it have a letter, or somebody would take the letter, Mi'efshna Le'mishlecha, is it right? Does he have a right to write it down on a piece of paper and send it? I've Rab Abba, B'reidu Rab Chiyah Bar Abba. Rab Abba says, Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chiyah Bar Abba, says like this, Omer Rab Yechanan, the name of Rab Yechanan, that Chosvei Halachis, people that write down Halachis, means the words Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not allowed to write down. So somebody goes to write down these Halachis, these Chedushim of Halachis, with your Torah Shabbat Peh, is Kisarif HaTorah, it's not much like you're burning a Sefer Torah. Rashi explains, because first of all, if you would, if it would be a Dleker on Shabbos, so Halachis, you can't save it, so since you can't save it, it may get burnt. Or else, Rashi says, the Shosel Shosin Ksuvim, the Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not allowed to leave it alone. You're not allowed to leave it. So, Solochur, it's like you're burning. You're burning this. And the Halamed Mem, whoever learns from this Ksav, and the Leitoschar, you don't take reward for it. So, Kurtzakasha, how is allowed to write down this Chiddush in a piece of paper? Is Torah Shabbat Peh? Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't write down. So, my answer is Dorish Reb Yehuda Ben Achmeni Mitogemine the Resh Lakish. He was the Targum, he was the interpreter of Resh Lakish. He answered like this. That Kosov Echroim, one Pasuk says, Ksayv Lochrasa Devar Meilom, you're supposed to write down these words. The Kosov Echroim, another Pasuk says, Ki Api Advar Meilom, according to these words. So one says Ksayv, write down, and one says Alpeh, Mashma by mouth, not writing down. So I mean, this is not an answer, this is all still in answering, still explaining the question. So there are two Pasukim here, one says Ksayv, write down, and one says Alpeh Advar by mouth. Leimlo comes to teach us that Dvorim shall peh, Torah shabbat peh, like the Mora Halachis, Iyatir Rishoy Liyerma B'Ksav, you're not allowed to write it down on a piece of paper, B'Ksav. V'sha B'Ksav, but Torah shabbat B'Ksav, Al-Chumish, Nach, Iyatir Rishoy Liyerma B'Peh, you're not allowed to say it B'Peh, you always have to read it from a Sefer. And B'Ton of the Verbi Yishmael, Kosov Luchas Dvorim, Eilo, Eilo Ata Kosov, only these things mean Torah shabbat peh, Torah shabbat B'Ksav, you're not allowed to write down. Avul iyat kaisev halachis, but you're not allowed to write down halachis. So here it's a question of Dini. How was he able to write down this chiddush and send it to Bavel? You can't write down. So Marin says, Amri, I'll tell you, Dilma milsa chadatishani. Maybe a chiddush, something new. Rashi says chadosha. There's something new that maybe you are allowed to write down. That Rashi says lohoyi yoyd matarzapar didn't know how to answer the brayse, and now you come out with a new teretz. Maybe this you're allowed to write down. Why? To Rabbi Yochanan of Resh Lakish, both Rabbi Yochanan of Resh Lakish, my name is Sifra Dagarata B'Shabbato. They used to learn a sefer they had of Haggadahs, which grew as Torah Shabbat Peh. It was written down in the sefer. So the Chura, you see, they were allowed to write down Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh on the sefer. And the reason is they were afraid they would forget it. So something you're afraid you may forget, you have a right to write down. And that's this halacha that's for Dorshah, the Dashan Apostle, like this. The Pasuk says, Eis lasos l'Hashem aferu terasecha, that certain times, you'll have to behave for a turn away from the Torah. Armor, they said like this, Mutiv, it's worth it, to yake Torah, the oikiners, do not listen to this drosha, the redarshan of, ki alpi advorim, they're going to do it papir, but it's kedai to be oikir that, and rather write down a certain chedushim, via tishtak and Torah Yisrael, the Torah should not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So in order that we should not forget Torah, that's the heta to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why Bezman is there. We have all the Gemara. We have all the Torah Shabbat Peh written down. Because if it wouldn't be written down, we would forget it. That's the Seter. Therefore also, Rav Dimi felt that it was a tremendous Chiddush. He may forget it. He wants other people to learn it. So therefore, he felt he wasn't allowed to write it down. Omer HaPapa. Papa says like this. Omer HaPapa. Hashtu D'Yarma. Now that you're telling me. Nisachem HaBoyim Bifnei Yatzman. Kraven. Afilu B'Layla. A Nisachem that was not around B'Shat HaShchitas of the Korban. So then you could even bring it at night time if you want. Nizdamnu Nesachim Balayla. What's going to be if you first find Nesachim at night time? Magdisha Malailo Magrivin. So you could do both at night time. It could be Magdishiden, and you could be Magrividen at night time also. That's Halacha. If you did not have the Mincha, the Nesachim around Beshasta Korbin, you could do both at night. You could be Magdishit and Magrivid at night time. Oh, Malay Rev Yosef. Pray the Rav Shemai, the Rav Popo. Kanya de Misalach, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. It says like this, Zeraklau, this is a general rule. That kol akoru bayim, anything that's supposed to be brought bedaytime, ain't a kodesh elu bayim. You can only make it to kedusha. You can be makdashit only at daytime. You can only be makdash a korban bayim. For kol akoru balayim, anything that could be brought at nighttime. Like I say now, these menachis nesachim could be brought at nighttime. And so again, kiddush balayla, the kedusha could also be at layla. That's like you're saying that not only could it be brought at nighttime, but then the kedusha also could be made at nighttime. And Omer Avad Barav, you should know that the Alois HaShachar Pesels Bem, when it becomes in the morning, Alois HaShachar, that passes the Psulino. Because these things that have its Kedusha Saguf to Eschal Benaitoin, that's the Loch, you leave it overnight. The next morning, the Psulino becomes Posel Kevorim, just like the pieces of meat of a Korban. That it comes Psul, has a Psul Nicer, it's left overnight, it has a Psulino, becomes Nicer. The other Mor says, Kiyosti Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Reb Yechon, said over the name of Reb Yechonon, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzodek, that the Pasuk says, Eile Tasu LaHashem B'mayadechem, these are the things you should bring to Hashem, the Kabonis, on its Moyet. So it means like this, that Eilu Chayvois Habois, Chayva Beregel, these are the Kabonis that are brought on Yom Tif, Chayva Sayyim, like let it bring on Yom Tif itself. Rashi says, Chayva Sabois, Machem Sarega, Beregel Mitzgoyin, Oil Asriya, Vechagigo Mesofen. Then the person says, Levad, excluding Minidrechem Ubenidvosechem, that these things you cannot bring on Yom Tif, is Limna come to teach us, Al Nodorim and Adovus, Shekrevim Acholashemoid, going to bring in the Cholomoid, not on Yom Tif itself. Then the person says, Ulolasechem, Ulashamechem, so what does the word Ulolasechem mean? Is Bama Kosim Medav, what is the person talking about? I be Erlas Neder, we're talking about an Erlas Neder, Harek V'Omma, the Pasuk already said that an Erlas Neder you cannot bring on Yom Tov, but rather on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Nidrechem, vi be Erlas Neder, we're talking about an Erlas Neder, bring from the Dovom, Harek V'Omma, v'Nidvoi Seichem, it said already these two things cannot be brought on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. Ho'ein HaMedav, the Pasuk is only talking about, Ela be Erlas Yoledes, v'Yolas Mitzayra. About a Yoledis, that she gives birth, she has a chiv to bring a korban olam, hold in a metzora, that the chiddush is, these things cannot be brought on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. As I would have thought, these things are a little bit yerachayv, they have a chiv to bring it, but since it's not a zman kvua to be brought on Yom Tov, therefore it's not toich Yom Tov. Then the Pasuk says, Ulamin chasechem, says Ulasechem, Ulamin chasechem. Is Bama Kosim Medav, what is the Pasuk talking about? Ibe minchas neder, you make a neder to bring a mincha, harek v'om, we had already a posted about, you can't bring a neder on Yom Tov. Ibe minchas nadova, you made it for a present, harek v'om, also the posted said already, you can't bring a minchas, no, you can't bring a nadova on Yom Tov. For any of the davar, the posted is not talking about, ela be minchas asoita, be minchas kenois, a mincha besoshudi, a minchas choita, a minchas kenois. If you do a chet, the carbon is the oil of the yerid, and you can't afford to bring a behemah, so you bring a mincha. Or else a mincha's kenois a saita. These things are bigger chayv. I would have thought to say maybe the are teicha yom tov, kamash for no, so they're not teicha yom tov. Then it says, ul nescheihem, ul shamechem. So, makish, there's a hekish, like we had before, nesachem l'shlamim. The parasha of nesachem to korban shlamim. That mashlam, just like a korban shlamim b'yoyim, is brought by yoyim, the avoid is that nesachem b'yoyim, what in the nesachem should be brought by daytime. So when it says, ule shalmechem, is the rabbi's shalme nozir. The nozir has to bring his korban, has the same thing also, he cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Rashi says, because the shalmin adova reikvom, I said already in the Vasechim, the mishamakesh, the lichtu just says, l'shlamin, what's l'shalmeichem, the teacher sees in the shalmin nozir, also cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, v'lei mama, why don't you say shalmin pesach? The apostle is talking about even the shalmin pesach. Rashi means, chagigas yudalit, that on Yom Tov, on Erev Pesach, is also being a special shlamin, chagigas yudalit. Kishoyis to Chabur Mu, if you have a lot of people, Nimnim ala Pesach, V'ayin a Seifik Lem, Let's say, all right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, this Chagigus Yudalad Rashi says means Kshoyse Chaburim Rub. A lot of people are upon your Korban Pesach, so it's not going to be enough for each one to get enough meat to satisfy them, to fill themselves on a Saiva. So therefore, what they're supposed to do is have a Korban Shlomim brought on Erev Yom Tov, and that meat you'll eat first, and then when you Saiva, then you keep to then you come to eat from the Korban Pesach. So on this it says, what's going to be the Grivam, that if you do not bring it on Erev Pesach, is a Grivam B'chol HaMayit. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Because these shall me nozir letzrich rebuyim, the medrechem, the nasechem nafka, the nazirus, ayde neder, I don't need a pasuk for a nozir. It also comes ayde neder. It's also called dovra neder v'nidur. So therefore the pasuk comes for shall me pesach. That's a chayvin dinu. So we're going to say maybe you could bring it on pesach. Kamash, well, no, you can't. So that's his question. Why aren't I dashing better? Flay mamash, shall me pesach. Mar says, because the Shalmi Nozir, if you want to say it's the Mayat, the Shalmi Nozir, the Churin Nidor Venidavu. A Shalmi Nozir's Trito, that's Bechlala Nedir Venidav. To the time you learn like this, Zaklal, this is the Klal. Kol Shu Nidav Venidav, anything that comes with us in Nedir and Adavam, Korab Abomis Yochid. You'll have to bring it on Abomis Yochid. But Vishena Nidav Venidav, something that's not brought with us in Adav or in Nedir, is Zaina Korab Abomis Yochid. You cannot bring it on Abomis Yochid. No, it's not learned like this. Ha-menoches v'ha-nezirus is craven b'bamas yochid. These things could be brought on a b'bamas yochid. Diver Rebbe Meir. So you see that nezirus, the kabonos of nezirus, is considered boy machmas nidir and adava. That's why it could be brought on a b'bamas yochid, because it's called, they come machmas your first nether, you made yourself into a nazir. Rashi says, alma nidav and nidav choshev lei. Dilav hochi loy heve kar b'bamas yochid. So what do you say? You need a plastic shalom to my shalom nozir. Pshita shalom nozir should be bechlal a dovrat nidur and v'niduv. Tamura says no. Tamura says sami mikan nazirus. They're going to take out nazirus. Rashi diafagad the nazirus bo lovei de neder, but ain hakabonis nikroyim nidur v'niduv. To loy neder, you don't make a neder to bring a korban. El ala yain, you make yourself a neder means to become a nazir. You cannot eat, drink wine. Veha korban me'elav mutlo lov chayva. It's called me'elav mutlo lov chayva. Senechnami taika nazir taika is not called the korban. Is not called the dover ha nidur v'nidur. Does not come through your nedava, through your neder. It's only once you made a neder become a nazir. There's zilchus nazirus that gives you a chiyuv to bring a korban. Senechnami. So it's good. Why we need the meat from the pasuk the same amayit shalme nazir. And the one thing, this drush here that we say can be brought on, could be brought on a bamis yochid, it's not true, and a chanami cannot be brought on a bamis yochid. Take out a nazirus. The korbanos of nazirus could be, it's possible to be brought on a bamis yochid. The mar mi kolaman diyoma, the nazir, lav nidav v'nidavu, is it true what he's saying? That the korban of a nazir is not considered boy they neder. I will see there's a post that says like this. It says Miketza boyim shon at the end of 40 years. Va'yomer Rav Shalom ala Melech Rav Shalom said to David, El chono v'yashalom es nedorai asher adati l'Hashem mechevron. Let me go back to pay back my neder that I made in Chevron. Ki neder nader avdech, I made a big neder over there. Now my love doesn't mean to say a korban. They know that he was a nazir and he wanted to bring his korban. So who he wanted to bring his korban that's called Aidei Neder. Rashi says, Shinadati Lashem Bechervin, Mashra Bechervin Elech, Vyashalm Shon Nadarai, Vu Neder, Rashi says, Nazir Soya, Tav Sholem Nazir Elam, Hoya, Sholem was a Nazir Elam. Omi Shona Lashona Shubigir So, Hoya Megaleach, he used to take a haircut every year, Omei the korban, Omi the Holach Lakhiv Kabonis Nazirosov Bechervin, Di Bomis Yochid, Shmamina Nidav V'Nidavu. Since Avshalom went to bring this korban nazir in Chevron, that there wasn't a base of Midrash there, it was only a Bomis Yochid. So you see that a korban of a nazirus is called the Dover Ha Nidur, and therefore you're allowed to bring it on a Bomis Yochid. So how could we say not like that? So Mora says, Loi, you mean to say on Ika Nidroi, not on the korbanis, but on the Ika Nidr that he meant. Rashi says, Ika Nidroi koi, hai bechevron vachikama. Elchana lebom gadelo. Let me go not to a bomis yochid, to the bomis gadelo.
which was begivoin. Tosamu mizbeach shosha moisha. That's all he meant to say. Not that he's going to bring the korban in Hebron, but the neder that he made, he first made himself to become a nazir in Hebron, so for that neder, he's not going to bring his korbanos on the bamas gadol. So it could be an echnami that the korban that a nazir brings is not considered a davra neder. It doesn't come through his neder, those are din that the Torah puts upon you. Samara says, Ika Nidroi Bechevenu, is it true that he make a Zika Neder in Hebron, followed by Gishur Heve? It was a Gishur, Rosh Hashiv, Ki Neder Noder of Decho, Bishafti Begishur, when he was by Gishur, so not in Hebron. So where it says, Ho'oma Ravacho, Vitema Rabba Barbachono, Loiholachar Sholem El Lohovi, Kvostemi Hebron. He only went to just to bring the Kabonis from Hebron. Rashi says, but the lagrivam shub the bama gadola. He didn't want to. True, the ned that Taki made was in Gishur. That he went to Hebron was not to be makriv of the korban there, was just to pick up good animals, good kvosim, good lambs from there. But he planned to bring it to be makriv it on the bama gadola. Rashi says, "Vafi kama ashal mesadori kolayma ashal mes nizirosai legaleach umichevron ovi akvosim and I'll bring the kabonas from Hebron." Benachnami, not that he was makif in a chevron, but rather his makifrit in a givorin on the bama gadola. So Moses says, "Hachinam mistavra." This is the svara also. Hachinam mistavra. The time, if you want to tell me, liyak ruvi yodiyosli went to be makifus kabonis in chevron. Yeshavik yishlayim biyosla makif in chevron. Why should he go to yishlayim? Why should he go to chevron? Why did he go to yishlayim then? So Moses says, "Viela, what do you want to tell me then? My love, because in chevron, all he wanted to do was just to get two animals." To get the animals from Hebron, Hayashenu darti laShem b'Hebron that he made his neder b'Hebron. It should have said meHebron miboiled. The apostle should have said meHebron. They took the animals from Hebron. So Mor says no. Elul yerlim rili liakruvei. Rili Avshalom went to Hebron to be makriv his karbonis naziris in Hebron. I into the kashlo. You have a question. Amai shavuk Yerushalayim makriv Hebron. What did he involve Yerushalayim and go to Hebron? Is a chura tikshalocha? He asked a question. Givon, the mokem kodeshu. Like how come Givon mokem kodeshu? Like a question. Like Givon, that's the place where Moshe made the first mizbeach. Where she said the shom mizbeach shosu Moshe. So the question is, how come he left put it there on Yerushalayim? El kivon shehutru habomis. Once there was a heter habomis, as kolheka the boy makiv you let her bring it. According to this maskana, comes out right now that Avshalom was makriv of his korban taka in Hebron, and the pshat is once a sutra abomis. You don't have to go b'daf with your shlaim any place you want. You can make a bomis yochid. But the shita speaks that according to his teres right now in Chanami, we're going now that the korban aziris is called the dover and nidur v'nidur, and therefore he was allowed to bring it in Hebron. And Tais speaks out that ulu rabbon and the poligalet rab meyad the yama nazir lav nidiv nidivu tzorach lemud lehalach shalom. So really it comes out to machloika phase learns that this is the rab meyad shittim and the rabbon and tak argue on rab meyad. That is a machloikas whether you could be whether the karbonos of a nazir is considered a dovra nidiv nidiv. Says Ram, if he always called a dovra nidiv, it's good that he brought the karbonos in heaven. For we hold know that the karbon naziris is not called a dovra nidiv. You only make a neder to become a nozir, and later the dina machal on you me'elov. So tzarach leimatoy says leholach hashalom el lohavi kvosim in chnami. Then you have to say from the first teretz you only came to bring the kvosim in Hebron or like rivim begiven. About he had a mind to bring it in giving. Now the Gemara says aboim shon leman. When the pasuk says miketz aboim the end of 40 years, what's this end of 40 years? So Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Neroy Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Miketza means Aboyim Shona at the end of 40 years, Shasholu Lehem Melech, that they ask for a Melech. This is the 40th year when Klai Yisrael asks for a Melech. The Tanya will learn like this, Oysa Shona Shasholu Lehem Melech, the year that Klai Yisrael asks for a king, Oysa Shona, that year was Asira Shal Shmuel. It was the 10th year that like Shmuel was the king, was the ruler. Oysa.